This.
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Everybody no? Ayes have it. Let's move on to the third one. Hiding 90, rental 260 Lemonwood Lane. Bob?
Okay, and I believe all of the conditions are the same on this one, with the exception of there is one additional bedroom in this house, and so it would accommodate no more than 10 persons per night. And that's really the only thing that was different. That's the only difference in what was proposed.
Okay. Anybody got any questions about this unit? Nobody? Somebody make a motion to decline or approve?
I'll make a third motion to reject the Division 3 special use permit for 260 Lemonwood based on the following Taney County Development Code standards of based on land use compatibility and relevant policies of off-site nuisances of noise and very much a limited ingress and egress for the property.
Before I ask anybody to second this, everybody out there, keep your hands down. Don't want to see no. Sit there like you are right now. I ask for a second.
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. At this time, I can tell you if you're not happy with this ruling, you can go in front of the Board of Adjustments.
Yeah, we'll continue on.
Thank you. Now, if all of you that was here for this nightly rental deal, unless you want to just stay and listen to us talk, well, you can calmly step outside. And please, any of your comments or anything, take it outside around the door where we don't hear none of it. I prefer you went outside the courthouse. Okay, Vanderlink T1 wireless internet tower.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit number 2016-17, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Aviation Administration, only if required. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials other than the generators associated specifically with the wireless telecommunications facility. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development, and there's a mistake there. prior to the issuance of a Division 2 permit, an engineered design fall zone letter for the proposed wireless internet tower shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Number seven, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division 3 permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed within 6 months of the cessation of operations. Eight, Vanderlink shall ensure the maintenance of the portion of the existing private drive located within the 50-foot access easement as indicated on the tower subdivision utility lot plat. 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Can you go back to number 7? Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. And that's all the staff has at this time.
Are there anything we can put on that if something was to happen and it was not dismantled, if it wasn't used? Are they something in our...
It's hard to get on there, Steve, because if they go broke, you can't get any money out of them.
Yeah.
And they usually don't want to put up a deposit ahead of time that would adequately cover it. We've approached this problem before, but I don't know a way that we can. But I understand where you're going, and it's a good idea.
Okay. I wouldn't for sure. Okay, anybody got any questions?
I have a question on the easement. Could you bring up the plat? I think I asked during the last meeting if you could show us within that 50-foot where the existing 15-foot easement would lay that goes to the property to the south.
Yeah. We did have an old copy of the plat, and that easement actually starts where this current picture is, and that the extra 50 has been pushed this way with the permission of the current landowner. Randy, did I answer your question correctly?
I think there is.
What I want to know is within that 50 foot, is that 15 foot inside that?
Yes, it is. Okay.
Is it right on the edge, though, where the fence would actually be, on that 50 foot easement, does it touch basically the left side of that easement? I think
yes.
That's
the concern of the people that have the home down below.
The road, there's about a 3 foot between here where the actual road is actually cut out. The road bed itself, there's about 3 feet.
Okay.
It's like part of the hill, like before it drops off, but it sticks out here.
And the actual fencing is just at the upper portion of that.
That's
higher
correct.
Triangle, is that correct?
Yeah, it's
not
like
the whole
no.
parcel.
No, it's just right there.
Did that answer your question, Randy? Because I don't know if I'm...
That, well, in reading this letter, and I know they had a concern as far as their road being able to get in and out, and who's going to maintain being this easement's going to overlay on top of that. They still have their easement.
And we met with the neighbor down below, actually after our meeting, and walked out and looked at it and discussed it with them on that.
According to the letter, though, I think there's still some confusion with...
Okay.
I mean, this letter was dated August the 12th, Friday. I think there is still some confusion as to what who's going to maintain it and just where... They don't want to lose their easement, and I know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, we don't.
But I think there is still some confusion as to where they stand on their easement.
Okay.
And we met with them Friday, correct?
It was last Friday, correct, at 3 o'clock we met with them, and we talked about it. Really there wouldn't be any additional improvements, but we would work together as a neighbor to, you know, if there needed to be improvements made, that we would work together.
We agreed fair responsibility, both of us working together.
I guess I'm a little like Steve on this. I've got a question. They were talking about leaving it like it is, and they don't seem to be totally opposed on this thing. Is there some kind of something that we could put in writing on this thing that goes into the decision of record that it couldn't be changed or couldn't be something
yeah.
done with it without the approval of the people that live behind it back there that are worried about this? And I understand what they're saying, and they like their little lane, and I can understand that.
It's going to have very, very light use. I mean, only responsibility of us actually getting there post-construction. We take full responsibility during, you know, construction, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's our responsibility. But in regard to, it's going to have very, very light use, only if the equipment fails, which in IT, it's very light, it's not as likely.
I understand.
Well, now, if something fails up top at 150 foot, you got to bring a big crane in there to get there.
No, sir. That's, no, no you
ascend. Once it's erected, it's there. Mm-hmm. And then we just climb it after there, that, okay. Once the tower's erected.
There was one other thing that that we talked about, and I was hoping we'd have some clarification on exactly where the tower sets in relation to the other home. We said, yeah, we're moving it back up the hill, and it wasn't located exactly in. And I guess that I'd like to have a better picture of, you know, really where it was. And I thought when we talked about it last week, it was going to happen.
I don't know if this will help too much or not. I did go back out and re-video the initial video I shot from the existing roadway, and I forgot to mention this.
Well,
but I did shoot a second video. I don't know if this will help too much or not, but it may help a little bit.
This is
one of the stakes.
Yeah. That's the northwest corner.
That's right. The north. And then
then if you can stop it right about there.
Okay. Whoops. Let me see. Sorry. I went too far.
Yeah, what he's getting ready to do is show the northeast corner. Then as he pivots back, you'll see the projected area. And I'm sure that you probably need this on a flat, and we're not able to get that done. But the actual tower would set back off to the right there as he was panning.
Where the clearing area is with the tree in it?
I tried to kind of show this the second pin here, but I couldn't really get to it. And then exactly what you said, then in a second I go over to the approximate location of the tower. I knew it was going to be close to the, there's the cistern.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be close to the cistern. And then...
Yeah, I guess what I was trying to establish was where it would be in
relationship
to the home. Was my concern.
You were talking about the home to the west of that location.
Yes,
correct?
Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give us a rough idea of the distance from that location to that home? Have you guys measured that?
Yeah, I could give you a rough because across the back side of that is like 73 feet. And so I would say to the home now, I'm going to have to guess how far the home actually sits on their side of the property.
We're talking about the house with the red line to it.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's probably 80 feet to the edge of that home.
Well, I was a little confused last week on the red line comes out there, but one of you showed me that was just up from the red line.
That's
the next one showed me it's almost up there in the drive.
I think I'm off somewhat with my line, too, at the time.
This triple tree and this large oak. And the landowner can help me on here because she used to swing from underneath that as a child. It's just on the other side of these trees. It'd be on the north side of those trees right there.
And which finger you had? What I'm looking
this
at, it's two fingers. Okay.
So I thought he was from Texas.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was.
And I understood some of the concerns, and I know that this is not a public.
So now show me again from the red line where it's going to set again.
Right there. You're right there.
So it's actually quite a bit closer to the drive than it is the house.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got to driving around and I saw some of the bottle holes that are existing in the city of Branson. The one that's right next to the CVS pharmacy. You know, I know that was kind of some of their concerns. There's a new one that went up right next to a motel on Shepherd Hills Expressway. I wanted to try and take some pictures of them, and I thought, well, really don't think that's a large issue. So,
have you made a decision? You were talking about a triangular or a monopole. Have you made a decision on which?
It will be the monopole.
It will be the monopole.
Yeah.
I like them better. Yeah. I don't think
they're
as intrusive on the neighborhood, really.
I would agree.